Good elder, dear brethren and sisters, I love you.
When visitors came to Hancock, they would often meet with trustees, elders, or eldresses. These community leaders presented the public face and managed the work and production of the community. They set the spiritual tone. Eldress Cassandana Goodrich was part of a Hancock founding family. She served as eldress from 1796 to 1848. At age 70, she led the establishment of the feast ground on Mount Sinai during the era of manifestations. Elders Thomas Damon and Ira Lawson were especially talented with financial matters and kept Hancock accounts in good order. Elder Damon moved to Hancock and served from 1846 to 1880. Elder Lawson had a keen business sense and boundless energy. He served as trustee from 1862 to 1905. He traveled seed routes himself and was clever at investments. Elder Joseph Holden moved to Hancock from Mount Lebanon and kept the central ministry alive here. A farmer by vocation, he focused on consolidating and selling properties as communities closed. He died in 1919. Office Deaconess Frances Hall was Holden's assistant, and after his death, she became the first female trustee of Hancock.
We found Elder Thomas Damon to be a universal genius and mechanic. His shop bore marks of his unmistakable character throughout. He is the inventor of these Swifts and manufactures them by the wholesale at 50 cents per pair, and was at this time filling an order for 20,000 pair at that rate. Several of the sisters were aiding in this job at such parts as they could perform. Journal of a Trip, 1869.
For a message on working elders and eldresses, press the yellow button